We're coming upon the boardwalk. This is the main lake or pond, if you want to call it that.
Shortly before sunset at Constitution Lakes Park, the cicadas are in high gear. Joel Slayton is looking out over one of three shallow lakes.
It's a really nice overlook. See the white whale over there across there? That might be an egret. We got egret sometimes. But this is the, it's just a nice little, there goes, he's flying. See, this, did you catch him?
A blur of white takes off over the swampy water about 60 yards distant. Beyond that, it's all wooded hills. Birders and fishermen are frequent sights here.
I've seen otter and muskrat, foxes, of course deer, rabbit.
Constitution Lakes is one of those places in Atlanta where you'd never know you're in the city, let alone have any inkling that this place was once an instrumental part of the city's history. And yet it was.
This lake is from where they dug the clay out for the bricks. This is the rain and Mother Nature filled it in.
This exceedingly peaceful spot was once a major quarry operation for South River Brick Company, which made bricks for Atlanta's sewers, the Candler Building, and buildings and sidewalks all over the southeast.
And apparently it was a pretty big brick concern at one time, but it hit upon hard times and all.
As do we all from time to time. More on that in a moment. The quarry went out of business in the first decade of the 1900s, but it left behind more than a trace of its existence. First off, there's the rail line that was once essential to South River Brick's operation. You can still hear the CSX roll by every half hour. Then there are the bricks themselves.
And where the ground is rumpled out here, it's like rumpled carpet. See all this right through here? This should be flat. This is all dump brick. All that stuff over there, that's all dump brick. Any lumps you see out here are going to be dump brick with trees growing out of them.
You don't realize the extent of this brick, even as you're walking along the trails through the woods here.
So we can start the trail proper here.
Until you really look at these old woods and see that every hillock, every old upturned tree, it's all perched atop a thick carpet of old brick and red clay pieces. You're walking through beautiful woodland, but you're also walking through Atlanta history. And that history is unearthed another way once you reach the part of the park that the few people who do know about Constitution Lakes these days tend to talk about, and that's the Doll's Head Trail. And this is what brings us to Joel's own story of falling on hard times and what changed things for him a few years ago when he first discovered Constitution Lakes.
Yeah, I'm a single father. My son was basically, you know, he'd been the center of my universe, and he had graduated high school and was in technical school because I could see he was, going to be up and gone, and my work had slowed down.
Way down. Joel is a carpenter. It was 2008. The recession hit him hard.
So, I was just, casting about trying to find something to do with myself, and I landed on this place.
He loved the nature and the sense of history right beneath your feet. And soon, he began making art from that history, from the artifacts he found here, and eventually cleared a trail devoted to displaying that artwork. He calls it the Doll's Head Trail.
Here's one of the dolls we pulled out of the river. We also found a miniature skateboard, so we put the doll on the skateboard. Yes, he's really easy to walk by. I put a yellow fishing bob on him to kind of get him out.
Yeah, it looks like there's some algae just kind of sitting on this
yeah.
Doll.
Yep. Probably 1950s doll. I mean, he's a pretty old doll.
Instead of simply hauling out all the trash he's found here, Joel Slayton has kept it and turned it into something new, inviting other visitors to do the same, transforming the landscape from one of nature and history into a place filled with art.
This is giving Daddy a hand, which I need to re-ink that. This is a big arm holding up a truck and a little arm helping him.
In this piece, two dolls' arms seem to reach up out of the earth itself, holding up a Tonka truck. On a piece of brick beside it, in black Sharpie, the words, "Giving Daddy a Hand."
Really simple, but this is one people really love. This one people really love this one. I mean, people come away from it and they say, "I really like giving Daddy a hand." And I'm like, cool. And then if you look to your left up here, a little creepy alien baby. There's another one we found in the river. He's just propped up against some bricks, of course. Everything's propped up against a brick out here. His head looks kind of big, and he's got the black eyes, and he's just an alien somehow to me. People say, "Why do you call it the Doll's Head Trail?" I was like, "Well, it's what I found. If I'd found smiley faces, I would have called it the Smiley Face Trail." Because a lot of people kind of creeped. The first few people found it and thought it was like a hoodoo trail or something. And here's a really cool part of a doll's head with his eye rolled back. He's especially creepy.
Of course, there's something creepy, too, about land that keeps yielding up the old doll parts that comprise most of these pieces. But there are other objects as well. Inspired by Joel's work, visitors have made artwork from bicycle seats, old metal tubing, clay tiles. As long as it's made from stuff found within the park, anyone can craft something on the Doll's Head Trail. Joel Slayton has found a whole new community in the folk artists, conservationists, and neighbors he's met here. He's found something else, too, a new identity as an artist, although he doesn't call himself that.
Have you had in your life before a major project like this?
Oh, no. I've just been a carpenter. I just putted around with a few projects at the house, but never had conceived of anything like this or anything. It was just kind of the place just kind of spoke to me. It was just the right time and the right place to do it, I guess. And it's just kind of a mind-boggling to me, you know. It's just some little thing I just did to keep myself busy and to stave off depression, I guess. Just turn into something I never foresaw.
His work as a carpenter has picked up again now, but Joel is still here at least once a week at this wild place that changed his life, helping to transform it into something even more remarkable. Kate Sweeney, WABE.